Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for Travel Thursday. And Ryan, I really want to get you involved in this opening part here where we talk about Singapore Rediscover's vouchers. Now, I know you have already claimed and used them. Could you share with us the process?
Yeah, so it took a while for me actually to figure it out. But once I got into the instructions, it was actually quite easy to follow. So what I had to do was to activate the so-called portal that is part of the website, and it brings me to log in with my SingPass. And all in, it's a very seamless transaction. And who doesn't love a free getaway, right? So that's effectively what the Singapore Rediscover vouchers is. So I used it for my excursion to Battle Box at Fort Canning, which I highly recommend. And of course, there are so many options for you to really explore.
A lot of people, I mean, and there was some criticism of this as well, like a lot of people wanted to use their Rediscover vouchers for staycations, but you chose an experience, an educational experience. I mean, what was behind that thinking there?
Yeah, my thinking was, you know, I've not really taken a look in my own backyard when it comes to the attractions we have. And these are actually things I've been putting off for quite some time, right? Because it was ticketed and now I get to explore it. Well, for free.
Yeah, with your family. It's a great experience because you keep talking about Battle Box that you're highly recommending. Thanks a lot, Ryan. So Singapore Rediscovers vouchers. We have $100 worth of them. Every Singaporean has them. And if you're one of those who have not used your vouchers yet, well, you have till the 30th of June. So time is running out. But have you ever wondered what the take-up has been so far? As one of the authorized booking partners for Singapore Rediscovers vouchers by Singapore Tourism Board, Traveloka has rolled out diverse products and attractive deals across attractions, hotels, and tours for Singaporeans to rediscover what they love about Singapore. And today, Traveloka will be sharing consumer insights into the Singapore Rediscovers vouchers, redemptions, staycations. Are those number one? Well, we'll find out now from Riza Jonesha, who is head of corporate communications at Traveloka. Riza, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, you're most welcome. And I'm looking forward to this conversation that we're having. But first, let's understand Traveloka, or give people a refresher a bit because we haven't traveled for a while. You guys are an Indonesian unicorn company. You provide airline ticketing and hotel booking services online. Today, you're operating in 6 individual markets across Southeast Asia, and you've got more than 200,000 routes worldwide in partnership with more than 100 domestic and international airlines. Traveloka just celebrated its 9th anniversary. I mean, let's look back a little bit. You've come quite a long way, yeah?
Yeah, we were founded in 2012. Basically, our founder started off as a meta search for flight bookings. But then we see a lot of opportunity to grow even further. So that's why we created this booking platform. We started with flight and then we moved on to accommodations. And now we provide lifestyle and even financial services.
In terms of making money, though, I'm curious. I mean, we know there's the traditional travel booking platform, but what else entails Traveloka's business model?
So basically, our focus is to deliver best end-to-end and seamless experience for all of our users. But that again, I think we all know that this current situation of the pandemic, and it's really tough for us in the tourism industry. So we're currently focused on working together with our partners and other stakeholders to try to accelerate the recovery of travel and tourism industry amid the pandemic. Basically, we want to ensure that Traveloka is ready to provide products, services for all of our users in all of our markets during this transition to the new normal period.
Well, in terms of impact of COVID-19, and I feel quite bad asking about this, I mean, how bad was it for Traveloka?
Oh, it was tough. It was tough. So basically, I mean, it shifted the way different businesses operate all around the world. And for us, it's no exception. It was really tough. But when the COVID-19 pandemic struck, we knew immediately that the impact could be devastating. And we even was really close to the brink of extinction, right? So at one time, our revenues from travel went to virtually zero our biggest market in Indonesia. Yeah, but at the same time, what's even worse is that we are also faced with more than 150,000 refund requests with a total of over $100 million, and that's for flight alone. But it was a critical time for us. I mean, in every crisis, we know that there is an opportunity, so we have to think on our feet and adapt quickly. So we know that we have to identify the opportunities, how we can shift our business towards not just in the mode of survival, but also to try to thrive during this pandemic.
How did you survive? Okay, I know you talk about shifting beyond just the mode of survival, but hearing what $100 million that need to be refunded, where are you going to find this money? Oh my gosh, it's a monumental task. What did you guys do?
Yeah, so but basically for us, innovation is in our DNA, right? So basically we know that we have to identify and adjust based on our consumer trends and behavior. So what we know from our studies is that the first thing that consumers are looking for or were looking for was health and safety, right?
Mm.
So learning from SG Clean, we introduced Clean Partners for Indonesia. So it's a campaign whereby we want to try to encourage our partners and other stakeholders to enforce the health protocols. So, but then again, for Indonesia, it's much, much more complex because we have tens of thousands of partners. But then again, we managed to roll it out. We had webinars, we had partnership with the government. We managed to have at least 20,000 partners in Indonesia to join the webinars and learn about how for them to adopt the health protocols and make sure that they enforce it for their longevity of their business, right?
Mm.
And then the second one that we learned is that consumers look for flexibility. Everyone has been longing to go to travel because they're stuck in homes, right? Mm. But then again, when? The question is when. So flexibility is something that our consumers are looking for. And then the third one is people are also still very keen to have discount promotions. So giving customers flexibility and helping hotel operators stay in business is really important for us in supporting the recovery of the tourism sector. Once we know the health and safety protocols were in place, we launched multiple promotional platforms and campaigns to boost customer uptake. So and that culminated in our flagship Traveloka Epic Sale in November 2020 for the Indonesian market. The program itself managed to generate virtual demand and managed to attract 5.8 million users, covering over 10,000 of partners from hotels, airlines, restaurants, attractions, and more. From that particular program, an increase of transactions by 13 times, which is very humbling for us. And then we also saw, at least for Indonesia, we saw that the demand for Bali was up by 42 times. And then there's also Labuan Bajo, which is more on the eastern part of Indonesia, and it increased by 10 times. So to connect with our customers, with our users, we conducted live streams. Basically, this type of marketing activity, it also helped us in making our operations more efficient. Then again, it was proven quite effective because we saw millions and millions of users logging into our live stream. So it was a very interesting period for us.
It's tough. I hear how, you know, you've got to be sensitive to health protocol. You've got to innovate. Here in Singapore, we had a bit of an innovation in tourism of our own where we launched the Singapore Rediscovers vouchers. Basically, you can't travel overseas, but there's a lot that you can discover within your own country. Now, I know you deal with Indonesia, big market. Singapore, quite a bit smaller. But looking at all these redemptions, first I want to ask, what's in it for Traveloka being part of this? Second, what kind of insights can you give us? Is it people just going for staycations? Is that really number one on the list?
So basically, we're very honored, Khaled. We're very honored to be chosen by the Singapore Tourism Board as one of the five booking platforms for the Singapore Rediscover vouchers. It was I would say a testament of our agility, innovation, and our spirit to survive, right? So, yeah, currently we see more than 40% Singaporean users tapping in to enjoy greater savings as well. So, of course, because of the pandemic, like you mentioned, staycation is becoming, I would say, the number one preference for the Singaporean audience right now. But they prefer to go on a trip that's short distance, and then staycation is basically to have a different surrounding, like just your bedroom or your living room again. I mean, interaction is something that is becoming more and more virtual, but then again, experiencing somewhere new is also very important for everyone, right?
Mm.
So that's one of the insights that I can share. And then perhaps if I can add, there's also, we see that Singaporeans plan their staycations well in advance. So 85% of the bookings on our platform, we saw those were made in at least 1 month in advance. And we hope to see more, at least until the end of the program, until the end of June, right?
Actually, since you mentioned about hoping to see more, what kind of figures do you have in terms of the amount of customers that use your platform to redeem their Singapore Discovers vouchers?
So, unfortunately, I cannot share the exact number, but what I can tell you is that our platform has been downloaded more than 16 million by 16 million users in Southeast Asia, and then we have 40 million active users. So we are very honored to be able to join the journey of Singapore in reviving the tourism sector.
Just a quick broad overview on all the markets that you're in, right? Which are the countries that are, for lack of a better choice of words, which are the countries that are helping Traveloka survive right now?
So we're a Southeast Asian company, right? So we operate in Indonesia, in Singapore, and Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and the Philippines. But we see from our data, Thailand and Vietnam are very important markets for us. Singapore has been increasingly very, very important. The growth is also very good in Singapore, and we're really excited to see more.
Hey, actually, you mentioned Thailand and Vietnam. I'm quite curious about this. You guys are venturing into financial services over there. What can you tell us about it?
We recently formed a joint venture with one of the largest banks in Thailand to collaborate in the fintech space. Unfortunately, I cannot share more details on that, but there will be an announcement very soon. So I think you can learn from that announcement and how exciting it's going to be for the Thailand market.
Okay, no worries. It's all part of the effort to innovate, I understand. And probably this question, you also probably can't share much, but we have found out that you guys are looking to announce an IPO. You're currently finalizing the plan to go public. I know there may not be a lot you can or cannot say, but what can you say? Like, at least where you're going to list?
What I can say is that we're aiming to list in the US market. So it's very, very exciting. Going public has been an aspiration of our management for a few years now. The reason behind it is we know that we can do more with more resources. And now the US market, Wall Street, has been increasingly more interesting for us because it enables us to play on the same playing field with other technological companies in the US. And then at the same time, it also opens up opportunities for the US investors to come into the Southeast Asian market. So it's a very interesting journey for us right now. Hopefully, we can get some more updates in a month or maybe 2 months or so.
No worry, Riza. We got you on speed dial. So we'll definitely want to find out more. And I'll take that answer. That's fantastic. Actually, on that note, right, and just to wrap it up, Riza, listing on the US, okay, obviously that's going to help open more doors, is going to help you expand, right? But what would you consider, and I know this is just an opinion question, it's a loose, open question, what would you consider Traveloka then? A travel company or a tech company?
I would say we are a consumer technology company.
Ah.
Yes, the core business is definitely travel, but we have expanded into more verticals along the years. And lifestyle and experience has been a very important vertical for us. And then the financial services is also very important for us. But basically, for us to grow our business, we really look at our user's journey, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. Like, for Indonesia, we know that there's a huge population of underbanked people. So people, when they want to travel, when they want to go to a tourism destination, usually the behavior in Indonesia, and this is also similar in other markets in Southeast Asia, they usually don't have a long plan. So they book it right before they want to go traveling. So the reason for that is that they don't have the means to book it well in advance, mm-hmm. right? Like 2 weeks or perhaps a month in advance. So the reason for that is that they don't have credit cards. Now, we come in with the buy now, pay later service. For Indonesia, we're actually the pioneer when we introduced it back in 2018. So that's also something that we realized that this is going to be very helpful for our consumers, for our users, so that they can plan well ahead, right? And then we also learned that when people go to a city or go to a town, go to a tourist attraction somewhere, they also need to go to find meals. They need to perhaps enjoy a spa. And that's why we also introduced the experience business vertical for our consumers. So everything is rooted on our consumer journey.
Wow. Wow. Really good insight. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I've been speaking with Riza Janisha, who is the head of corporate communications at Traveloka. Riza, you take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.